Every child wants their kids to grow up to be successful, to be decent people, to be wise. Very few of us, when our children are born, think, I hope my kid becomes the world's first centibillionaire. But that's what happened to Bill Gates Sr. We talked to the famous father and his son, Bill Gates Jr., about families. But before we start that conversation, we asked you on our Facebook page, what makes your family work? Amy says, something the Gates have in spades, salary and health insurance. Jerry says, open, honest communication. Cinda says, family meetings and vacations. Carol says, a sense of humor and an ice-cold Budweiser. Some of those ideas are actually in the new book by Bill Gates Sr. titled Showing Up for Life. And I asked the dad if he encouraged his son to stay in school before he dropped out of Harvard to pursue a life in software.
We were, normal American parents who expected our child to graduate from college and have a degree. So, yes, basically, in answer to your question, I don't know that we thought in terms of it being a contingent asset of some kind, but we felt like a kind of minimum thing was to have a college degree, and it caused us some concern when it turned out he didn't get one.
And what about you? Did you at some point think this could be the biggest mistake I've ever made?
Well, Harvard was always nice about saying that I could go back, you know, if things didn't work out. Now, a lot of people don't go back, but I love school. But the opportunity to be the very first to start something new, you know, that just grabbed my friends and I, so we had to do it.
And obviously, you say in your book how many people come up to you and say, how did you do it? How did you raise this kid to become a man who was so incredibly successful? And you say you don't know.
Well, I always say first that he had a great mother, which he did.
So you
we don't know, as a matter of fact. Things happen.
There must be things that you point to, though, especially with the next generation coming up, that you think this is what I would do again and this is what I wouldn't.
Well, absolutely. My parents encouraged me to ask questions. They let me buy as many books as I wanted, took me out to the library. They talked about the work they were doing, and they had adults who came around who were doing very interesting things in construction, politics, other business activities. And there was a sense that, yes, the kids could ask about those things and imagine themselves going off and doing those things. I got to be a page in Congress because of friends of my dad's that let me do that. So I had a great upbringing. And, you know, then just paying for my college tuition, that was a big thing and set me on my way.
I mean, a lot of the things that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pays for and invests in is educational programs, and especially in low-income areas. I was there at the opening of a after-school program in Detroit where you donated an entire building full of computers. And I got to say that for somebody coming growing up in one of those neighborhoods, your background and your life must feel like it has no relevance to them. That to a certain extent, they must feel looking at your family like that's not my experience. How could I ever recreate that, regardless of whether I have this after-school program or not? How do you deal with that in your philanthropic endeavors?
We try to change it. We try to. It's very ambitious.
Yeah.
But an important thing is to reverse somehow what happens to kids who grow up in neighborhoods like that and don't have aspirations or senses of self-worth that should occur. And one of the things that are involved in that is the very major effort to start teaching kids to read earlier. And to, when they go to kindergarten, they're sitting next to somebody like Bill and they can tell time and read a book just like he can.
So, I mean, clearly you both have children. You have children, yours grown now, but children that are growing up and they're not wanting for things. How do you try to inspire that feeling of selfless giving in someone who doesn't have to worry about that stuff? What do you tell your kids?
Well, the best thing is to actually see the people in need, and whether that's in your community, to go, you know, see a teacher who can't buy the supplies and things that would help them teach better, or to go to the inner city, see the needs there, or to get to Africa and see the slums, see the disease. And so certainly we're going to make sure our kids have a full exposure to those different things. And that, once you know about it, then the human tendency is to want to help.
You know, I was kind of amazed reading your book, Bill Gates Sr., that a lot of the things you talked about in terms of, you know, the upbringing in your family life had nothing to do with things someone else might take credit for in their kids. Like, you didn't say anything about competitiveness or business plans. You didn't talk about marketing, or you did talk about hard work and all the time that he dedicated and to creating the computer company from the ground up. But you didn't talk about business sense all that much in terms of like the competitiveness of Microsoft and the domination of the industry. That's not in here.
No, it didn't occur to me that I was writing a business journal. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, those are, this is all about family and friends and civic activity, and I guess it just didn't occur to me to talk about being competitive.
It didn't. Well, let me ask you: was that not part of the family life? Was it more these basic, essential, this is the kind of person I want to be lessons that you took from your parents?
Oh, definitely. The idea of once you're good at something, wanting to put a lot of energy and time into it, and then learning what it means to hire people, that all came later. But the sense of self-confidence that I can try out new things, that, you know, starting a company when I was young, that kind of that bravery definitely grew out of the basic values that the book does focus on.
It's a great book. The book is called Showing Up for Life. Bill Gates Sr., Bill Gates Jr., thank you so much for coming in.
You can watch an extended video of the interview with Bill Gates and his dad on thetakeaway.org. You can also read excerpts from Bill Gates Sr.'s books, Showing Up for Life, by heading to our blog.
And keep the conversation going about what makes your family successful. Denise in Lionshead Lake, New Jersey, texts, communication, or I should say that when communication is lacking, the family doesn't work. That's a common theme. Also, John in Maud, Oklahoma, texts, abject fear and intimidation. Lol. You can get this. I'm with you, John. You can get the conversation started by texting the word TAKE to 69866. We'll tell you how to proceed from there, and you might have to pay for that text. How's your family work?
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
See, now that's
been
classic.
My theory. Yeah.
Right. My grandmother used to say, the Bible doesn't say, spare not the time out. It says, you know, spare not the rod.
Right.
But obviously, love is involved in there somewhere. Go to our website to get more of that conversation. I'm Celeste Edley.
I'm Miles O'Brien in for John Hockenberry. He's back Monday, and this is The Takeaway.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.